What does wool and hand cream have in common? Well, a sheep's fleece has an oily protective coating which contains a substance called wool grease. When factories make yarn, they first clean the wool with detergents. The grease is processed into lanolin, a common ingredient in hand creams. Historians believe that early civilizations began raising sheep for food and clothing about 10,000 years ago, and that around 4000 BC they started spinning the wool into yarn for weaving fabrics. The Romans brought wool production to England in about 50 AD. Woolen fabrics would become the country's chief export for centuries. In 1797, Britain shipped 13 sheep to Australia, starting what would become the largest wool industry in the world today. Wool fabric is durable and holds its shape well. It absorbs moisture and insulates against heat and cold, which is why wool is ideal for clothing such as sweaters and coats. Sheep shearers use power shears for removing the fleece in one piece. They discard any stained or inferior wool, then sort the rest according to the quality of the fibres. This grading is based on length, colour and fineness. The wool is cleaned with detergents before processing. The wool arrives at the factory in compressed bales. Workers untie them and feed the wool into the opening equipment, whose metal-toothed rollers comb out and separate the fibres. From there, the fibres go into the blending room, where air currents mix different grades of wool to get the desired texture. If they're going to weave a wool blend, workers mix the wool fibres with other materials, such as polyester fibres. A thorough blending takes about an hour. An air pipe transports the blended fibres to the next station. On their way, sprayers lubricate them with a mineral oil mixture to make processing easier. The fibres arrive at the carding machine, where they pass through a series of rollers with thin wire teeth. This untangles the fibres and lines them up parallel to each other. This process also removes any pieces of debris caught in the fibres. The carding process produces a smooth, flat sheet called a web. The equipment divides this web into thin, flat strips. These strips go through rub aprons, two rollers that twirl them into thinner, rounded strips called rovings. Looking like yarn, the rovings are wound onto a spool. However, if you pull on them, they simply tear. They haven't yet been spun, so they have no strength. So each roving goes into a device called a spinning frame. It stretches the roving and spins it tightly, producing wool yarn. The yarn winds onto a bobbin. Spinning gives the yarn strength. Now they can weave it into wool fabric. A fully automated loom does it all. Seen in slow motion, it inserts one strand at a time, crosswise, through stationary lengthwise strands. It's computer programmed to thread in a specific under-over configuration according to the type of weave. The loom inserts 400 strands per minute. After weaving, excess, such as straw fragments, are burned off, then the wool is dyed and dried. All wool fabrics undergo finishing to give them a particular appearance and feel. These spiked rollers create a plush finish. It's sartorial, it's natural, and it feels good when you wear it. What more could you want?